Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm in Edinburgh. So
yes.
I thought, what better way to celebrate the fact I'm in Edinburgh by doing an entire special of a show based on music from France. Because the Scots and the French have always been allied against the English. Now I'm in Scotland and I'm letting the French take over the airwaves. Check this out. This is weak. This is motherfucker. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Weak and a track called Motherfucker from a compilation I've got called Compilation out on Banana Juice Records. And I'm going to tell you a bit more about the compilation later on in the show. But right now, what is the website for Weak?
Weak.fr?
Mate, I've got no idea. I'll tell you why, because the compilation is a few years old. Some of the bands we're playing this week have probably split up, some haven't. But I have to say, in light of the recent ideas of our wonderful Prime Minister, Dave Cameron, to say, oh, we've got to restrict what you can put into internet searches to stop people going for extreme porn and all that, which I actually agree with what he's saying. You try writing weak motherfucker into Google and see what comes up. You can't find anything about this band. You get all the wrong stuff. So maybe they changed their names to fit in with the cyber world. I don't know. But anyway, what a brilliant track to rock this show open. I have a little bit of additional material for you as well, Tony.
Okay.
And that is one that's a joke left over from a couple of weeks ago from Neil, our new best friend. Who is Scottish, and it's all spelled wrong, and we're in Scotland, so it's Scottish Neil. He's probably wearing a kilt right now. He sends a joke through. I like getting jokes through. Email them through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and I'll read your joke out. This came through from Neil. Just had to take the wife to hospital to get tested for Tourette's. Luckily, came back all clear. Turns out that I actually am a wanker, and she really does want me to fuck off. Fair enough, Neil. It's as simple as that. Send us a joke through like that, it will get on the show. Doesn't even have to be as good as that, quite frankly. Or it could even be better. Who knows? I'm cracking on, Tone. I'm cracking on because we've got a lot to get through this week. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Next track this week, also a band, also, oh, they're all on this compilation thing that I will explain about in about 10 minutes' time. A band called Le Terrible with a track called C'est Fini. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Les Terrible.
No, facebook.com/les-terribles/1981386535451571. Basically, type in Le Terrible and C'est Fini to Facebook or into Google. You'll find everything you need to. Apparently, those things aren't barred yet. You can still write in Les Terribles. I'd love it if it was a bloke called Les Terribles and I've just been pronouncing. My apologies, Les, for your great song, Kest Finai. Let's see how you get on with this. Anyway, I'm giving you the point for weak motherfucker, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
So it's Tony 1, Paulie being in step 1, C'est Fini. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Les Terribles, or Les Terribles, as I'm now going to call them. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I haven't.
Have you got anything in their place?
I have.
Oh, let's hear about it.
Yep. But first up, don't forget Facebook. If you're on Facebook, do leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, seeing as many people are on Facebook and have it on their phones and everything like that in this new modern age. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio or just search for Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, just leave us a comment. Don't send us a message because we don't check it that often, but leave us a comment. But as always mentioned, we do appreciate your iTunes reviews. A few reviews do make a massive difference on iTunes. Leaving a review moves up the featured rankings, gets us more listeners, helps the bands out, costs you nothing. Really does make a difference.
And it's bizarre, isn't it? It's bizarre, yeah. Because it does. After all these years, it still happens. We got two or three iTunes reviews in a row, and suddenly we were the whatever the thing's called, new and prominent, or new and noted, or whatever it is. We're back on there, so it does make a difference, and it does mean a lot more people listen to the bands on the show. So please, if you haven't reviewed us already, please do.
Because it's basically us versus the radio stations.
It's us versus the man, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So it seems to be taking over. So
there don't seem to be many other independent music podcasts doing the kind of thing we're doing. So
no.
We are an outlet for a lot of music that doesn't get another outlet. So do help them out.
Yep. So we've had one new review on the iTunes store. If you do want to leave us a review, go to punkyrager.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only. Obviously, it'd be rude not to. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyrager.com. We'll feature on the show. So, I've had one review on the US store, and it is as follows. Finally, a station that makes bloody sense. I can honestly say that this show is one of the most epically amazing shows in radio. Not only does it kick regular piece of shit commercial mainstream American radio in the bollocks.
Hang on, I think I know this is wrong.
I think you're right. But it also rips off their bollocks and feeds it to the dogs. Truly gold in my bookie. 100% awesome to the max. Completely subscribe me to this. And that's from a guy called Ender Magus Dark.
Or Ender Magus Dark.
Yeah.
Or anyway, someone, a bloke from Arizona. And thank you so much for leaving that review. I know that it sounds a bit self-congratulatory to be reading stuff like that out, but it's just an incentive for the rest of you to creep up to us, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And it does make a massive difference. I mean, basically, as long as you give it 5 stars, you can write what you want after that. You can say, this is rubbish. Mm. But give it 5 stars and move it up the... It moves up the chart. I don't really know why, but it's a great help.
Yep. So there you go. That is it. That's one. But we do promise to read them out, so thank you.
And after I said all that about how we get new music out there and there's bands that don't get an outlet, I would remind you that we are playing the compilation Banana Juice Records CD that came out 10 years ago. So we're not that recent. This is a specialist week. Anyway, this is another great song coming out now. I'll tell you all about it after this. This is BDK and the Roller Coaster, Just a Lie. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was BDK and the Roller Coaster and Just a Lie. Now, I'll be honest with you, mate. I couldn't find a great website for them, but I found a website with some information about them on it. Soundflat.de. What is their BDK and the Roller Coaster page on Soundflat.de?
Soundflat.de/BDK and the Roller Coaster.
No, give up now. soundflat.de/shop/shop.cfm?artnr=12089. And that was the only thing I could find.
God, they're using cold fusion? Ancient.
Cold? I don't even know what that means.
cfm. It's confusion. Anyway.
Yeah, it might be an old page.
Yep.
It's a... But not as recent as we try and make out this week. Now then, Fully Be Internet 2, Tony 1, I have got some facts here about the compilation CD that is still available. Now, it did say the website on it was bananajuice.fr. That doesn't appear to be there anymore, so I think the label has stopped, but things are still available. The genre for the CD was garage, ska and surf. Location was Rennes in France, where it's a place I'd actually like to visit. This does quite nicely tie in with somewhere I'm going in November, because I'm off to a French music festival in Lille, but that's beside the point. And I've just written this down. No idea what's happened to this label. The website's gone. The MySpace hasn't been accessed for 3 years. All I know is they brought out some great records. The CD is still available and appears to have come out in 2003. So this is the 10th anniversary of its release. So a celebration in itself. 44 tracks and a right mix of ska, surf, some live, some unreleased. Just really good fun. And two great versions of Spider-Man, of which you're about to hear one of them.
Okay.
Well, not straight away, because we're playing another track first. You're going to get two songs in a row now off the compilation. First up, The Monsters, who are a band who are very much still going, and the lead singer of The Monsters is...
I don't know.
Reverend Beatman.
Oh.
And you're about to hear a track by them called Sever, which sounds like it's live. So let's do this straight away. What is The Monsters' website?
TheMonsters.com.
No, TheMonsters.ch. They're a Swiss band. So probably Internet 3, Tony 1. After this, you'll be hearing Spider-Man by Washington Dead Cats, and it is a little beauty. I'll ask you about their website after this. Right now, this is Sever.
Merci, 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 bonsoir. Nous allons de Monsters de Suisse.
Seven day. Nobody walks in the streets. Nobody in town. Nobody walks in the streets. Nobody in town. Let me see your shape. Seven times before it's someone shot. It takes seven times before it's someone shot. Nobody walks in the streets. Nobody in town. Nobody walks in the streets. Nobody in town. There is your car shape. Before it's someone shot. It takes seven times before it's someone shot. Nobody walks in the streets. Nobody in town. Nobody walks in the streets. Nobody in town. Thank you.
for Messi on a water, Messi for Halloween, and Messi for Fabrice, and Messi don't do the other.
One way ticket to Fishtown.
Spider-Man got whatever a spider can. Spins a web and he's trying to catch feel. Just like flies through a cow. Here comes Spider-Man. Is he strong to listen better? He's got a riot acting glad. Can he swing the front frame? That could go overhead. Hey there, there goes Spider-Man. In a chill all night, I was ten of a crime. Like a straight, alright. Here I am, just in time. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spin a web, catch feel. Look out, here comes Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, he does whatever a spider can. Do you like spiders, girl? Do you love Spider-Man?
Ten of a crime, I'm just straight, alright. Here I arrive just in time. Spider-Man, oh, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. There's a web, any size, catch feel, just like Spider-Man. Look out, here comes Spider-Man. Here comes a Spider-Man.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is the Rich Morton sound from their last album, which I've already not got to hand very cleverly. But we have got on our other bed, we've got one from their new album as well. And absolutely brilliant. Check out the, I think it's richmortonsound.com, isn't it? I do have the website to hand, hang on. Let me just get this out here and check out the, because I'm just loving this. The richmortonsound.com. Check that out. Also, you just heard the Washington Dead Cats. What is their website?
WashingtonDeadCats.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, probably been in Internet 3. Washington Dead Cats are very much still going, so do check them out if you get the chance. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar.
Yep, it's another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's still exactly where it was last week. I can only find information on one gig, but I can fairly bet that there was something on Friday night and Sunday night. So do check it, go out and check it out. But I only have information for Saturday night. So on Saturday night, this week, it's a London Calling night, and the Rockets, Das House, and the Kozlowskis are playing. But I don't have any pricing information, but I can imagine it's exactly the same as it usually is on a Saturday night.
It sounds very, very good to me, and I'm going to take a punt on £6, but we're not actually doing competition on this week, because the price isn't there, because this is a pre-recorded show, and I do apologise.
Yeah, but it'll be £6, but it would be great.
Check out the 12 Bar. I can actually tell you about some gigs that I'm doing, in addition to the ones that I'm doing every day.
Okay.
I have those down. So should you be in Edinburgh this week, it being around the 13th today, on August 14th, 12:45 a.m, so into the 15th, I'm doing a gig at Banshee Labyrinth. And on Thursday the 15th, I'm doing the Comedy World War.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be the English bloke coming to win it. No, what they do, they have international acts on, and they try and get them from all over the place. And the guy who hosts it is a guy called Christian Schulterloh, who is a German comic, and he does this compilation show called The Comedy World War every year, and it's really good fun. And this will be the third year in a row that I've done it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so there you go. Let's get on with the next song. This is a band, again, I could find very little out about, but great song. What, they're a band called The Vibrafingers. What is their website?
TheVibrafingers.com?
No, it's vibrafingers.free.fr, and there is some information there, so check them out. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 2, this is Banana Slip. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, in normal circumstances, I would ask you what you're doing this week, but seeing as you don't know yet, it's going to be even more limited than usual.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll probably be recovering.
I think you can probably take a guess, can't you? So, Tony, yeah. What are you doing this week?
I've just had an operation. I think I'm probably still in hospital now. But I'll be out and then I'll be recovering for the next week. So I'll probably be watching lots of films, taking painkillers, and sponge baths.
Sponge baths?
By myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
You can't get a foxy nurse in to do it.
Maybe
not
the
even
cats
a German
can do it.
One.
No, do it myself, you know. Can't be lazy. What are you doing
not
this week?
Fair enough. Well, I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. Every day at 3 p.m, I'm doing the latest show that I've written for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at Bannerman's, and the show's called Paul B. Edwards Doesn't Know What Day Is, and it's basically me proving to everyone what a lunatic I've been over the last year and how I've messed everything up. 7:45 each day, except Saturdays, I'm doing the Last Minute Comedy Club, where I compare a show where I have four different acts on each day, and we've got some terrific lineups. And it's a bit odd because obviously it's already happening and it's probably already really good, but I can't tell you.
Right.
Because we're in the past. This is one of those time machine jobs. So that's what I'm doing, and you can find out more about those shows by visiting lastminutecomedy.com, can't you, Tony?
Yes, I've sorted that out.
That's right, of course you did. You sorted it out a few weeks ago, and thanks very much for that.
That's right.
It is odd when it gets like this. I'll tell you what, I think we need to play something ridiculous to get us back straight.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
And what more ridiculous than Juanitos and Twist in Hawaii?
Ohita huonaan ja takapilaajien tuiva kuin kuivainen.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Juanitos and a track called Twist in Hawaii. The band are still going. They're on the compilation for Banana Juice Records. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Juanitos?
No, it's a little bit odd. It's facebook.com/Juanitos.net.
Huh.
So I think it makes it probably Internet 5, Tony 2. So you're done for this week, mate.
All right.
But I understand it's been a tough week, so I'm going to let you off and I'll give you the chance to win on the last one.
Okay.
All right. I think that song's fantastic. Really, really good fun. Now, in normal circumstances, you would, of course, be reading out a twat or two, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So maybe you could just run through the Is a Twat for people who may be listening the first time, who must wonder what the hell's going on, quite frankly.
Yeah, so I need your twats. Please email me them. People you think are twats, I just want to know who they are and why they're twats. You could know them, it could be something you've heard about, it could be a famous person. Anyone really, you might not even have to know their name as long as you've got a very good reason to nominate them. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name or just a random book, where they're from and a reason. The reason's very, very important. Email me now.
Yes, good boy. I would say as well that here's something you're not expecting, but right now I am enjoying a vanilla bean and honey smoothie.
Is that a Sainsbury's?
Yeah. And it's gone down very well with the heroin sandwich I'm having.
Excellent.
Yeah. Do you want to just tell people about the online stuff we've got as well? Actually, why don't you just let people know about our Cafe Press page? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, we have a Cafe Press page, cafepress.co.uk/punkyradio. I think it's linked from our main site, punkyradio.com. Go and check it out. We have one of most things on there. It's a free site we set up, so you just pay more or less the bare minimum. So there's only one of every item. There's a fantastic clock, there's a few t-shirts, there's a great bear. Do check it out. If you see something but you want a slightly different design on it, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we should be able to sort that out. But we can only have one item on the store at one time of anything particular thing. So there's one black t-shirt, there's one white t-shirt, there's one clock. But do check it out, and feedback if you do want to buy something but you want it slightly customised.
And we will personalise your clobber.
Aye.
Yes, we will. Last track this week from the compilation via Banana Juice Records. And I would like to know what happened to them. If you've got any information on them, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. This is a band called TV Killers. What is their All Music website page thing?
All Music.
AllMusic.
AllMusic.com/TV Killers?
No, AllMusic.com/artist/TV-killers-MN00000-8801. Really catchy. This is Paulie B and Internet 6, Tony 2, and more importantly, So Fake. About that, thanks very much for listening this week. Sorry if it sounded a bit odd. Regular listeners, people listening for the first time, it's always this weird, to be honest. This has been a Punky Radio production and hosted by Mevio, who we really should mention more than we do. I hope to see some of you at the Edinburgh shows that I'm doing this week. I'm sure you'll join me in wishing Tony the best in his recovery after his op, and one day we will tell you what the op was.
That'll be a joyous conversation that you will wish you would, you can never unhear it.
I can't wait. I mean, I know I feel your pain, but I've been giggling for 8 months. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.